The tumultuous days during which Frank McCourt owned the Los Angeles Dodgers are coming to an end. On Tuesday night, longtime baseball executive Stan Kasten and some guy named Magic Johnson bought the team. Joining me to discuss the implications of that transaction is Steve Dilbeck of the LA Times. Steve, welcome back to the program.
Hey, it's good to talk to you again.
Let's talk first about addition by subtraction. There must be a feeling of relief among baseball fans in L.A. that the Dodgers' stories will no longer necessarily begin with the calculations of debt and speculation about who gets what in a divorce.
Well, there's been unbelievable the reaction, and to some extent it would have been similar if you had bought the team. You know, they just wanted Frank McCourt gone, you know, and it couldn't happen soon enough, or he couldn't go far enough away. So the fact that he's finally agreed to sell the team is a cause for celebration. And then the fact that Magic Johnson is going to be kind of the face of this group, and he's one of the most beloved sports figures in Los Angeles history because he used to kick the Boston Celtics' butts all the time. That just magnified it, you know.
The purchase price was reported to be $2 billion, a nice round figure. Does that bail Frank McCourt out of the debt that he'd previously accumulated?
Yeah, it was actually, and he also got another $1.5 million for the parking lot. So he actually, it was $21.5 million there for him. And I was just talking to a friend of mine, Greg Patton at the Riverside Press Enterprise, and he commented that Frank finally has enough money now that he can go buy a Major League Baseball team. He's going to walk out of this incredibly, disgustingly, with $1 billion.
Stan Kasten, of course, has plenty of experience in baseball. He used to be the president of the Atlanta Braves, and he held the same position with the Washington Nationals. But now he's an owner. What can Dodgers fans anticipate on his watch?
Well, he's a highly respected executive, and he knows how to build an organization that wins. I mean, he's not the general manager. He had an outstanding one in Atlanta with Schuerholz. And we'll have to see if he ends up keeping Ned Coletti in that position in L.A. or goes somewhere else. But he's going to understand not only the immediate way to turn a team around, but long term. So there's going to be a reemphasis with the Dodgers back into the minor league systems, back into the scouting, and all those things that Frank could just turn his back on.
The headliner in this sale, the fellow that you've called the face of the franchise, is, of course, Magic Johnson. He's said that he won't be a silent partner. Do you have any sense yet of how he will be involved with the ball club?
Well, what he says is he's going to get an office and he's going to move in and he's going to be there every day. And he's not going to pretend that he knows the inner workings of curveballs and pickoff plays or whatever. But he does know the community. I think you'll see him interacting with political types and organizations. And he'll do what he does best is he's a point guard. He's going to get out there and lead, get this team back into its rightful place in the Los Angeles community.
The purchase price, again, $2 billion plus, set a record for pro sports teams. Does this have owners throughout the land broadly grinning, or are the Dodgers sufficiently unusual so that their purchase price doesn't necessarily mean that all teams everywhere are suddenly more valuable?
Well, there's a rising tide thing here for everybody a little bit, particularly the large market teams. But there is something a little bit unique in the Los Angeles situation, in that one, it's arguably the premier team in the National League through the years, and it has its TV contract coming up next year, which is going to be worth gazillions of dollars. It just all worked together to make the man who took this team into bankruptcy ridiculously rich.
Steve, the Dodgers went the way of giveaways and promotions to try to lure fans back. I understand there's a Hello Kitty bobblehead night coming up. Will this sort of thing continue, or has the sale made it unnecessary?
Well, we'll have to wait and see on that. I know you'll call me after the show so you can get your own little Hello Kitty bobblehead. They've done some crazy things, but people weren't coming. And if you looked in the stands last year and you saw, like, every fifth seat had somebody in it, it was just so depressing. So there'll be a new energy with the team for sure.
Steve Dilbeck writes and blogs about the Dodgers for the LA Times. Steve, thank you very much for speaking with me.